Boss Ladies. So I wanted to talk to you today about a nasty little habit that all of us have as humanity in general. And this is something that cuts across all cultures, all races, religions, you know, language groups, any single country that you go to in the world. You're going to find people being judgmental of others in terms of their physical appearance or their body shape, whatever it is. There's a lot of judgment, right? And I don't think that anyone really has any ill intent when they make, you know, a sarcastic comment about what they perceive to be a bad haircut or a bad fashion choice or someone who doesn't fit the mold physically in terms of what they perceive to be beauty. I don't think that anyone really has ill intentions when they're saying these things. I think it's just that we've become so conditioned. You know, it's the way that we're raised. It's not something that they stop us from doing at school. You know, they talk about bullies and everything, but they don't really say, you know, stop being so mean, stop being so judgmental, stop being so harsh for anything that doesn't fit your mold. And I mean, obviously, the judgment tends to, you know, to kind of morph into other things. It morphs into the area of politics, of religion, of sexual orientation, of culture, of language, just pretty much every single aspect of our human existence. We can, you know, easily judge other people just because they're different, just because they don't fit in with our specific set of, whether it's values or whether it is beliefs, what perceptions, whatever it is, just because they don't fit in, we get super judgmental, right? And I think for the most part, we don't really spend a lot of time actually contemplating the consequences of our actions. I think people think it's very much a victimless crime. You know, you're out with your friends having a drink or whatever, or you're out having coffee, or and you know, you see someone who's got, I don't know, a bad haircut, or they're wearing awful shoes, you know, from three seasons ago, or whatever it is. And someone in the group will make some snarky comments and everyone will laugh and joke. And it's kind of just part of our existence. But if you think about it, the fact that we're so judgmental of others, of everything that's different, of everything that doesn't fit in with our preconceived notion of how things should be. So in terms of fashion or body shape or, you know, anything like that, religion, politics, anything that doesn't fit in with our preconceived notion, we're judgmental and we're downright mean about it. And I think to a very large extent, the problem that all of us have, especially as women, but I know that guys have this problem too, the problems that we have with self-esteem and with being so hard on ourselves because we don't look a certain way or we can't afford to dress a certain way. A very big part of that insecurity and low self-esteem comes from humanity's way of judging people, right? Our tendency to just rip people apart for anything. You know, if you go and look right now on a newsstand, or you just open Facebook, any social media, go and look for any kind of celebrity news. There's always something ridiculously awful about, you know, Kelly Clarkson hasn't lost the baby weight, or, you know, Meghan Markle is looking fat. She's pregnant, you know? So it's all of these things, and it's like almost okay for us to judge other people based on their appearance. And I think the thing that we forget is that fashions and tastes change over the years, and they vary from culture to culture. You know, there was a time when bigger women were celebrated. If you go and look at the paintings of Rubens, for instance, those are some big girls, you know, those are some plus size models that are not going to get a job on any runway today unless it's a plus size runway. And for me personally, I've got an issue with the term plus size in the first place because, you know, again, it implies that there's a normal size and then there's a plus size. So already there's something wrong with you that you're wearing a bigger size than what is considered the norm. And if you think about it, I mean, look at pictures from the 80s. Just look at the fashion. Look at the hair. I mean, it is shockingly bad. But it was fashion at the time, and everyone thought it was so cool. And fashion comes and goes, and what is considered to be attractive comes and goes. You can actually Google, there's a study that was done about what was found to be attractive in women, or what was the most desirable, most iconic woman, the whole look and feel, body shape, hair, the whole thing, you know, over the last, say, 100, 150 years. And you can go and see how that's changed. How sometimes it's long hair, sometimes it's shorter hair. Sometimes, you know, it is rake thin women. Other times it's very voluptuous women. Tastes change and times change. The problem is that we're very slow about changing our minds and our attitudes. So what I'd like to ask you to do, because this is something that I am actively working on myself, I would like to ask you to stop being so judgmental. I'd like to ask you, and I mean, I've spoken about this before, about how important it is to stop with the negative self-talk, right? But I think the negative self-talk is also often because we're so used to judging others that we assume others are judging us all the time, and we therefore judge ourselves more harshly. So I'd like to ask you to just stop judging other people. You know, Whitney Waythor has got this amazing campaign called the No BS, the No Body Shame campaign. And it's really about encouraging people globally to stop shaming people who are considered to be overweight or who look different. But it goes to the other side of the scale as well. You know, if you see someone who's naturally slim and athletic, don't immediately assume that they are unhealthy or they are anorexic or whatever label you want to attach to them. You know, we walk around saying, oh my God, she's so fat, she needs to go on a diet, or this one's so skinny, you know, someone feed her something. If we just stop, if we can all just stop the mean judgment around what people look like, what they're wearing, what we think is a bad haircut, their shoes from 5 seasons ago, you know what, maybe they're their favorite shoes, maybe it was a gift from their late mother, maybe they can't afford new shoes, whatever it is, it's none of your business. If we can just start looking past this fake facade of physical appearance and fashion and actually start seeing people for who they are. Because everyone has a story that they're not telling. Everyone has got something that they're battling that they're not talking about. And I think if we just stop being so judgmental about physical appearance, I think we're going to literally change the vibration of the planet. Because it's going to start snowballing, right? We're going to stop being judgmental of physical appearance. And that's going to open up our thinking and enable us to actually connect with people more freely. And the next thing, we'll start realizing that people who have differing political beliefs or religious beliefs, or who are of a different sexual orientation, different culture, we're all just the same. We're all just trying to make it in this really harsh, tough world. So my invitation to you is stop being so judgmental. The next time one of those thoughts creeps into your head, stop yourself immediately. Okay, like mentally wrap yourself on the knuckles, because we need to stop this. We need to stop judging others so that we can stop judging ourselves. I'll chat to you again.